This podcast is for educational purposes only, as well as to give you general information and a general understanding of the law, not to provide specific legal advice. By listening to this podcast, you understand that there is no attorney-client relationship between you and the host of the show. This podcast should not be used as a substitute for competent legal advice from a licensed professional attorney in your state. Hello, and welcome to Business Wise with your host, John Estefanos. John is a licensed attorney in California, a real estate broker, and a serial entrepreneur. His goal is to educate and inspire business owners and entrepreneurs everywhere to achieve their dreams and set up their business to achieve the most success possible.
Welcome to Business Wise. I'm your host, John. How is everyone doing? Hope you guys are having a great week. I had a good week myself, certainly so far. Monday I had a trial, a one-day bench trial, and I won my trial. So I started my week on a very good note. And today I'm just taking some time off and talking to you guys. Today we are going to discuss partnerships, and this is part two of four episodes. Last week we discussed sole proprietorships and the advantages and disadvantages of operating as a sole proprietorship, and today we're gonna discuss the advantages and disadvantages of operating as a partnership, and then I'm going to share with you guys my personal experience with the partnerships I've had. I've actually had many of them in the last 15 years, so you guys will get some feedback on that. And in addition to discussing the advantages and disadvantages, I'm going to kind of walk you guys through what is a partnership and how partnerships are formed, how partnerships are taxed, the legal liability that comes with being a partnership, and how we can limit our liability exposure. And then I already discussed, I'm going to share with you guys my views. So let's get started. So what is a partnership? A partnership is a business arrangement between two or more people, right? So when you get into business with one person, at least, that is a partnership. And then partnerships like sole proprietorships are formed very easily without having to really do anything. So there isn't generally a requirement, a filing requirement that you have to really do to be a partnership. Most people that enter into partnerships create what is known as a partnership agreement, and they put down the terms of what they think they want, and there you go, you have a partnership. The other thing I want to talk about is how partnerships are taxed. So partnerships file IRS Form 1065, and I always kind of like to shed some light from a tax perspective or view, so that way when you hear things like Form 1065, you know that that is the IRS form that stands for partnerships. So the partnership, just like a sole proprietorship, pays no taxes, and the profit or the losses will actually flow through each partner according to their share. So I'll walk you guys through an example, because I always like to, put an example in front of you so you can get the picture. You're in a partnership and you just completed one full year, and it's time to do your taxes, and you did your proper accounting, and there is $100,000 in profit, and you have one partner with you who's 50% who's a 50% partner, and you are obviously the other 50%, what would happen is you guys would each get a partnership schedule for $50,000, right? Because half of 100,000 is 50,000. You would then take that 50,000, and that would be your personal income, and then you would pay taxes on it accordingly, depending on your tax bracket, and then your partner would get his partnership schedule, and he would have personal income of 50,000, and he will pay taxes according to his tax bracket. So in essence, you guys may be paying a different amount of tax on that $50,000 profit. So that's kind of how partnerships are taxed. And if obviously if you've had a loss, because maybe it's your first year being in business, then if it's a loss of $100,000, then it's the same exact example I just gave you, but each partner would have a partnership schedule reflecting their share of the loss. The other thing is operating as a partnership does not shield you from legal liability. So if for those of you that listen to the sole proprietorship episode, I discussed that being a sole prop exposes you to a lot of personal liability. And operating as a partnership kind of does the same exact thing. For example, if your business is sued, you will be sued and named in your personal capacity. So again, when it comes to legal liability, operating as a partnership does not shield you from legal liability. You will be dragged into lawsuits. You will be named personally. So now I want to go through and talk about the advantages and disadvantages of being a partnership. Obviously, some of the advantages are with more than one owner, the ability to raise funds may be increased. Okay, so a lot of people are attracted to partnerships because, you know, it takes half the investment, right? So, you know, if you have an idea or a venture or you want to get into a business and the amount to get in, the amount of capital you have to raise is, you know, $200,000. Well, if you bring in a partner, you're only going to bring in $100,000 if he's, you know, a 50% partner. And if you bring in another partner and each of you, you know, is a third, then you're going to pay roughly $66,000 based on a, you know, based on you having to raise $200,000 in capital. So a lot of people are attracted to that because you do get some assistance with raising funds. The other advantages are prospective employees may be attracted to the business if giving the incentive to become a partner. So again, sometimes people will bring on others as employees, promise them maybe a small partnership. I see this a lot in the restaurant business where someone brings on a cook or a manager and they hire them and they say, look, you're an employee, but you're also, you're an employee, you get a salary, but you're also a 10% partner. And they do that to give employees an incentive to work extremely hard for the business. And then the other advantage is a partnership may benefit from the combination of complementary skills of two or more people. There is a wider pool of knowledge and skill, and contacts. So in other words, you'll see this a lot where, you know, somebody brings on a partner because that partner offers a certain type of skill, knowledge, or has, you know, useful contacts that may end up generating business for that idea. Partnerships can be cost effective as each partner specializes in certain aspects of their business. So in other words, sometimes people are attracted to the idea that, you know, if I have a partner, you know, I'm going to focus on this part of the business. My partner will focus on another part of the business, and together, you know, we can perhaps cover a wide area of what we do and therefore, you know, save on employees, which ends up making it cost effective for them to operate. And the last advantage I would say is that partnerships provide moral support and will allow more creative brainstorming. And that may be true. Partnerships, you know, in a partnership, you get moral support because you got another person or maybe another two people with you. And you guys are constantly brainstorming and throwing ideas together. And, you know, that just, you know, that just goes to the saying that, you know, two heads are better than one. These are the advantages of operating as a partnership. And now I just want to discuss some of the disadvantages. So this is kind of a big one for disadvantages. Business partners are jointly and individually liable for the actions of the other partners. So in a partnership, you are kind of liable for your partner's actions. And I don't mean that you're liable for their actions outside of work, but you are liable for their actions for anything they do that's wrong within the scope of the business. Okay, so that's why you have to be careful on who you partner with, because having the wrong partner may cause you some liability. The other disadvantage is that, you know, you share profits with another person. But I guess that's not that bad, right? If you are not coming up with as much money in terms of capital up front, you got to give something back, and that is sharing the profits. And the other thing is you have to decide on how you value each other's time and skill. And that's an area that could be problematic because, you know, one partner is performing certain functions in a business and they may feel that that's, you know, more valuable than what the other partner is bringing to the table or contributing. Since decisions are shared, then disagreements can occur. That's another disadvantage. Because when you have a partner, you can't make decisions on your own. If you want to go out and purchase a piece of machinery, you have to check with your partner. If you want out and if you went out and you want to expand and open up another location, you are definitely going to need your partner's approval. And you know, sometimes when decisions have to be made, disagreements will arise. One partner says, yes, I want to expand. The other partner says, no, I don't think it's a good idea for us to expand now. So that's where the disagreement can come from. And the other disadvantage is, in order for a partnership to be fruitful, it has to last long time. And having said that, that means that, you know, usually you would want things to kind of stay the same because that's what attracted you in the beginning. But because some of them go on for a while, expectations and situations can change, which often will lead to, a split up. One quick example I can think of that is, you and your partner got into this business. At that time, one of the partners didn't have a girlfriend or wasn't married. And then all of a sudden, so therefore he worked very hard. And then all of a sudden that partner, starts to have a girlfriend or gets married and starts to have a family. Well, doing all that stuff will of course take away from how much he's able to contribute to the partnership in terms of putting in the time and the hours. So the other partner may see that as a change in what he used to expect from him. Change in expectation and when situations change for people, often that will complicate partnerships. A major disadvantage of partnerships is unlimited liability. And I can't stress that enough. Running as a partnership, you are susceptible to potentially exposing yourself to lots of personal liability. So I always get the question that from my clients, and people always ask me, so if two or three people want to do business together, and you're saying that partnerships expose you to personal liability, how should we conduct business? What entity structure should we set up? And my answer right off the bat is, well, you got a couple options. Number one, you can set up an LLC and all three individuals or both individuals or four or five or however many people you have can become part of that LLC. Therefore, you are now creating a shield between you and your business personally. And the other way you can operate and the other business structure you can set up, and it's very similar to an LLC, is you can operate as a corporation, and that will provide the same thing. You can have however many people you want under a corporation, and each person can have a share and a piece of the business, and you are running like a partnership, but you are not a partnership. You are a corporation, and operating as a corporation or an LLC will shield legal liability. So I just I encourage you guys again, when it comes time to starting your business, or for those of you that have already started, for you guys to really evaluate and consult, preferably an attorney, on how to set up your business. I think that's money well spent, and I'm 100% sure you won't regret it. Okay, so I kind of gave you guys a lot about partnerships, and I feel very strong about, I have very, very specific views, I should say, about partnerships. And that's because I have a lot of people that I help that are my clients, that are partners. I've seen a lot of partnerships go bad. I was involved in, 4 partnerships or so that did not go my way. the shortest one was 2 years. The longest one was 5. So I've had, you know, and I've had partners in different types of businesses. I had a partner in a real estate brokerage, and I had another partner. I used to own an insurance company, and I had two partners there, actually. And I had my accounting practice originally, before it becomes my own. I had a partner there, and I even partnered up with my brother at the time, and another partner, and we used to have a real estate portfolio. We owned 14 properties between California and Arizona. So I tell you that just so you can kind of know that the various partnerships that I was involved in. And, you know, for whatever it's worth, you know, these partnerships didn't make it. And I share that with you because I don't want you to go through the same experience. And I also would like to for you to know that just because a partnership doesn't make it, that doesn't mean it wasn't profitable. Actually, all my partnerships were very profitable. I made tons of money, but they didn't last. So when a partnership doesn't last, it's no good, because the idea is you want it to last a long time so that you can recover your investment. I was very lucky on most of them. I had, you know, what I was able to recover what I invested. But a lot of people get into partnerships, invest $300,000, and the partnership only lasts a year or two. And then during those, you know, 2 years, they recovered a third of their money, if that, if they're even lucky. So I want you, when you start thinking about having a partner, I want you to really sit down and think about it. And because it's basically like a marriage inside of a business. That's exactly what it is. It's like having a significant other, and but you are actually in your business, and it's complicated, and it can be complicated, and things change, and expectations change, and situations change. So when you start having discussions with others about a partnership, A, set up your partnership the right way, and B, think long and hard about whether or not you want to become partners with these people, because it's very serious, folks. It's not a game. It's not it does have ramifications and an impact that you will feel one way or another. If it's not money, you lose maybe you lose a friendship, you lose that person, even if they weren't your friend, but maybe they were just like, you know, you know, something between a friend and a partner. You don't have that anymore. You stop talking to them. So it definitely has an impact. And the other thing I want to share with you guys, because I hear this a lot, and this here gets on my skin, underneath my skin, I should say. And I have never seen this work out. And that is the notion of people that partner up and partner up the following way. So you got one guy with the money, and the other guy comes in with his sweat. So it's sweat equity. And this is the idea that I'm going to invest my money and you're going to invest your labor, and together we are going to have a successful partnership. Let me tell you, I've been in business a long time. I've dealt with a lot of business people from all different walks of life. I've never once seen that idea work. And I'm going to tell you why it doesn't work. It doesn't work because the the partner that brings in the money feels like they have brought in something extremely valuable, and they are able to actually put on it a dollar figure. So in other words, if the person that's bringing in the money brings in $200,000, they know all day long that they brought in $200,000. The person that brings in the sweat, okay, also feels like they brought something in very valuable. But the struggle lies in that it's very hard to put a dollar figure on sweat. Okay, but the guy that brought in the capital can always say, I brought this much capital, whatever the capital is. And the two will always never see eye to eye. So the guy that brought in the sweat will always feel like, hey, this is my time. I'm spending my time here away from my family, loved ones, friends. And I'm putting my time, you know, all the time in the world into this business. You know how much my time is worth? And the other guy that brought the capital says, you know what? You never invested a penny in this business. I invested $200,000 or $300,000 or $100,000. You know how much money that is? And those mentalities never line up. So when they don't line up, what happens? Causes friction, causes complications. What ends up happening to that partnership? It goes bad very quickly. So I want you to never get into this type of arrangement. A true partnership to me is 2, 3, 4, however many people bringing in the same exact amount of investment, so that the skin that's in the game is equal on all fronts. And that will provide you with a higher chance, higher probability of success. But don't get into partnerships where someone is bringing in the capital and somebody's bringing in the sweat. They don't work. Believe me, I've been there. I've done that. I want what's best for you. I'm here to help you. I'm here to provide you with information, and so that you don't make the mistakes that a lot of people make when they get into a partnership. Wow, time went by fast. I enjoyed this episode a lot. Partnerships is something that I've seen and I've been part of. So that's why I kind of wanted to give you guys a little more on this one. We will continue next week with part 3. And we will discuss limited liability companies. And part 4, we will discuss corporations. Again, those are both very exciting. And those are, you know, very, very common and popular ways of how to structure your business. So you will want to listen and you will learn a lot. I think that's pretty much it. Thank you so much for listening. Please subscribe, rate, follow me on Instagram at BusinessWise Podcast, and let me know any topics you would like discussed. I'll talk to you guys next week. Stay healthy, stay safe, and stay productive.
This podcast is for educational purposes only, as well as to give you general information and a general understanding of the law, not to provide specific legal advice. By listening to this podcast, you understand that there is no attorney-client relationship between you and the host of the show. This podcast should not be used as a substitute for competent legal advice from a licensed professional attorney in your state.